Well, it was a debate that was brought forward by Steve Rotherham, who's MP for Liverpool Walton, and it was actually about really the his motivation was being a Liverpool supporter and being motivated by the financial mess that Liverpool finds itself in, and looking around and seeing what's going on at other clubs. But what happened really within the debate, when it got going, is it started to look at football as a whole. I mean, it was really talking about professional football, but really the problems we talk about within the game are just scaled up when you're talking about the Premier League and you're talking about international financing, as opposed to small local businessmen like with Ilkeston Town today, who was a builder involved a couple of years ago, who seems to have helped to build up a large amount of debt. So issues are very similar, and issues of support and representation ring true across the game. So that's really what the debate was about and why it applies to non-league football.
Is there really going to be anything come out of it, though?
There are debates. It's important to acknowledge that they're debates and that they're not policy-making forums. They're not places where new laws are going to be passed. But the important thing was that the sports minister, Hugh Robertson, was there, as was his opposite number, the shadow, Jerry Sutcliffe, who's also the former sports minister, obviously. And there were some 50 MPs in attendance, which is, I understand, that the highest number of MPs ever to turn out for a Westminster Hall debate, which is something that goes on for listeners who might not be aware about what Westminster Hall is. It's a place that's set aside to have more debates to go into other issues that can't be debated in the normal chamber, in the normal way, because of business. What you really sense, though, with the debate, and it's available online, it's worth looking at if you go via our website, supportersdirect.org, is that it, instead of talking about whether there are some problems, which is what has happened all too much, all too often for many, many years, is the MPs were really pressing on the need to find the solutions to these problems, and that finances are delicate at football clubs. A lot of that is happening because of mismanagement, and not just at clubs, but also poor governance and poor running of the Football Association and the leagues. And although there are strides that have been made by people like the conference to try to get spending under control, you know, I would cite an example of Crawley Town as being why we need to look at this issue further, because they can come in, find someone who seems to have a pocket full of cash and effectively distort the competition. So, you know, what we will see out of this will be a furthering of the debate, and that's very, very important, because what was also recognised today is there is not one solution to this problem, and that there are lots of solutions, and we need to actually work out what they are and work out how we can apply them and work out how we can use the huge interest now in the new influx of MPs and many of the old ones in this issue.
You mentioned Ilkeston, and obviously they're winding up order today. Do you think it's right that a club so near to the start of the season, we obviously don't want any club to go under, but the fact that they've made it this far in the season, that perhaps something wasn't done during close season?
It's curious that it was, you know, someone did remark on Twitter today that when I was looking at responses to the news, why were they permitted to start the season? I mean, that's a question that the conference and the FA's regulatory unit, financial regulatory unit, can only answer. They obviously felt confident that this wasn't going to be so much of a problem, because the debt did, for many people, seem rather small. But the fact is that at some point or another in the cycle, an owner or owners have failed to pay their tax bill. And that's unfair on everyone, because the people who do try and pay their tax bills on time don't get an advantage, effectively a competitive advantage, by having that spare cash in their club that should be used to pay tax. That's the fact. The outcome is that the fans suffer, and it's deeply unfair on them. But then that's why one of the solutions is, as what the debate was talking about today, is and in fact what the centre of the debate was, which was football supporter involvement and representation in football, and also in improving the way clubs run themselves, and acknowledging that they're not traditionally very good at, you know, most clubs, or a lot of clubs rather, are not very good at running themselves. And, you know, before people start screaming and running for the hills, it's often, it's other people's clubs that end up suffering as well, because they're forced into making even more difficult decisions because someone else is cheating the taxman or not paying their bills. So we need to do this, just to, nothing else, to make competition fairer. And obviously, to ensure clubs are far more representative of the people who keep them alive and keep them going over many, many years since 1945 or whatever it was in the case of Ilkeston.
So have you had any contact with Ilkeston fans?
Ilkeston fans were in touch with us a while back. It is in many respects up to them to decide whether or not they need our assistance, but obviously we'll be there, as we are for any group of fans and clubs, in fact, to help advise on finance, on support, involvement, on community engagement, all that kind of stuff. And if they want to, they can get in touch with us again.